a solution. You're gonna have to join the Lovolution. If you do, you're gonna see a better world for you and me.
Aloha, everyone. Welcome to Soul Sessions, podcast number 2, The Power of the Heart. And what an incredible topic to dive into, the heart of the matter. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a humble pilgrim on the path of yoga, meditation, healing arts, peace, prayer, and reflection for over 30 years. And I can sincerely say, the more I've learned, the less I know. But at the same time, it's allowed me to move into spaces of peace and quiet and connection that I feel I just begin to glimpse the mystery and what is there. And mystery is actually a great place to start, because with all that we know in our modern world, and there's some incredible things, the technology that we have, what we know about our outer universe and the human body and mind and behavior, the inner workings and outer workings of life, when it comes to the human heart, there's still no greater mystery, except perhaps the great mystery itself. And many cultures and wisdom traditions have argued that it is actually the heart within us that the great mystery lives in its greatest abundance. And so relevant in our world today, if we think for a moment about, you know, what's missing in our world, and of course we could come up with many, many things depending on, you know, what our view is, what our experience is in this moment. But think about qualities. Like if I just were to ask you for a word and you can say it out loud, what's missing in our world today? What energies, what human qualities could we use more of? And I'm going to guess that you would say something like love, kindness, compassion, understanding, empathy, goodness, wisdom. Did I get close? The human heart really is the source, the place that these qualities, at least maybe they emanate from, maybe they don't, but they certainly, as we tap into the power of our own hearts, they live there. And since the beginning of time, every culture has had a mythology, a story around the power of the human heart. Our great spiritual traditions remind us of the incredible power and relevance and importance of the heart. Wisdom traditions, healing traditions, all have voice to the power of the human heart that is there to tap into. And when we look at our culture, the films that inspire us, the songs that move us, the poems, the writing, and just our day-to-day life of wanting to feel passionate and connected to our own lives, to each other. This all has to do with the human heart, and a great mystery, because we're all trying to understand, how do we tap into our hearts? How do we share more of our hearts with others, communicate our deep feelings, longings, get in touch with them ourselves? How do we tap into these powerful, positive emotional fields? We live in a vibrational universe. We are vibrational beings. At our root essence, we are vibrating atomic particles, protons, neutrons, and electrons, vibrating in space. Literally, in physics, they say that we are up to 99% space. That's incredible. We're just energy, pure and simple. And we're looking for energy, from that cup of coffee in the morning to something relaxing, something to enjoy, to feel good with, a puff on a cigarette, not advised, of course, but so many ways that we look for energy, a vigorous walk, validation from others, appreciation, conflict, aliveness, a workout, right? It just goes on and on. And we're looking to feel something. We want to tap into something, make sense of it all. And often we push ourselves to do such incredible things just to feel something, to feel more alive, to feel more connected, more accepting of ourselves. Just a little sidebar, because I'm not sure I'll make it back to it, but I will try. I took a group to India once, and, well, actually many times, but this one particular group, we met with this really beautiful yogi. He's been a yogi for many, many years. He was in his early 70s. And the group asked him, you know, what is your advice being on this path of yoga, this path of peace? What advice can you give us? And he closed his eyes and he said so sincerely, love yourself. That is all. Something so simple in a way, yet profoundly not easy, that we're all working on, to really love ourselves. And what does that mean? You know, especially in this age of external appearances, but to truly love ourselves in a loving and healing way, self-love. Because to know yourself, to love yourself, to understand and appreciate who you are, you're moving into connection with life itself, with the universe, because you are a part of life. And so the human heart is really this incredible space within us that holds many levels, layers of energy, dimensions. These are the maps that are given in various healing and spiritual traditions when they speak of the importance of the heart. But it really holds our essence when you get down to it. And many cultures say that the soul resides within the heart. And so today I want to touch into this really potent, powerful, timely topic, because perhaps maybe in some way it can give a little support to you and your journey, maybe a reminder. We all need reminders. You know, so much we look for love. We look for what is needed outside of us instead of tapping into it within us. But because it's so important in our world today, and because the qualities of the heart, kindness and compassion and care for Mother Earth and each other, being able to listen to each other from the heart, being able to share what's really going on in our hearts, the great soul wisdom that I and many believe is in the heart, to align the mind and the heart and the body and the soul. These are powerful times, and these great qualities that we need, we each need to bring forth. We can't wait for politicians, for anyone else to do the work that is needed. In fact, the answers that are needed in this time, the healing that is needed, the solutions that are needed from you and me and all of us, that together we have the power to make this world a better place. And it may seem like a little thing, an act of kindness or a kind word or a loving donation of your time, money, or energy. But it's those little acts, those ripples, that do make this world a better place. And with all the blame and the yelling, and really underneath it all, fear, we're all feeling this, what's happening on our planet. We're afraid. And fear, in a way, is the oldest trick in the book. It turns us on each other. And the antidote to fear is love, and love lives in the heart. And so that way forward for our future generations, but for us, for all of life, our evolutionary journey brings us to the heart, that somehow we have to bring forth these qualities to be the change, as Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world. So in the busyness of it all, that we can find time to meditate, if that's what we do, or pray, or reflect, or at least just get to know ourselves enough that we can connect with our essence, what this life is really about, to live deeply. And that's what we do in healing work. That's what we do in the great spiritual traditions. And so it is that we can do a heart transplant. Isn't that mind-boggling? Just in this last, I would say, month to 6 weeks, I've had four dear friends, people in my life who I care very much about and have known and have been an integral part of my life, all had heart surgery, open heart surgery. And it's made me reflect even more on the heart. These are all good, kind, loving, spiritual, awake people. So it's not like a simplistic thing. Open your heart and you won't have any more problems. Life is on many levels. It's physical, it's emotional, it's mental, it's spiritual, it's consciousness, and many, many other levels. And we're all learning how to move through those levels. We're learning physical lessons. We're learning emotional lessons, mental and spiritual, and, you know, just how to keep our lives together and stay in a place that we feel good. And if we're really going for it, to feel passionate about our life, to feel inspired, to appreciate moments of beauty, to be able to love more and more deeply, to be able to heal and forgive. I don't have any answers. This is a reflection. But I do know and believe from my own journey, my own experience with others, with myself, that there's an incredible power in the human heart. And so in my own journey, I've been so fascinated by it that I've studied it. And I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, just a simple yogi. But I've really experienced something that it's actually very hard to put into words. It's like a transcendent power that lives in each of us, that when we put our hearts into something, when we tap into that place in us, there's something magic that comes forward. And I think you know what I'm talking about, you know? But it's like, how do we get back there? How do we access it more and more? How do we learn to go even further? More love, more bliss, more connection, more truth. Well, many cultures have talked about this in the ways that they found to tap into it. But I do want to mention something that for me is really powerful, and I want to preface it with a quote that comes from the yogic Indian tradition. And they said that the great secret is hidden in plain sight. The great secret is hidden in plain sight. It's right here. It lives within us. It's all around us. It's in every breath. It's in every moment. The secret to being fully alive, to understanding more who we are in relation to this experience, is right here and right now. So the human heart, when we approach it through science, the heart is a generator of electromagnetic fields. So that's something really important to understand, that your heart right now, every heartbeat is generating electromagnetic energy. I've seen some studies that say that just the beating of your heart could be enough to generate energy to light up a light bulb. And electrically, the human heart, 10 times more than any other part of us, any other part of our body, our biology, and magnetically, 5,000 times more. Collectively, the electromagnetic fields that are generated in the human heart are thousands of times more powerful than any other part of us. That's amazing. Remember, we are energetic beings in an energetic universe, wanting to tap into that aliveness, that magic, that passion, that feeling good. And perhaps the great secret is here within us, in plain sight. We used to think in science that the brain, the mind, govern the heart, and on certain levels they do. But in terms of just energy and information, something more recently discovered, the human heart sends at least 10 times more information to the brain than the brain does to the heart. That's incredible. Coherent fields of resonance, coherent emotional fields where we observe different parts of the body, the electromagnetic field syncing up and creating more power, more energetic resonance, more healing. The human heart is really key. Meditation, prayer, spiritual practice, spiritual realization is really the alignment of the mind and the heart, the spirit, our essence in this body and mind as a real and direct experience. And if you follow a particular tradition, you may find that there's a meditation practice, a prayer practice, reflection practice that speaks to you, or perhaps you already practice one. It's said that to know others is knowledge, but to know oneself is wisdom. How could we truly know ourselves without knowing our hearts, without knowing that deep longing within us, without knowing the depth of our emotion, without at least exploring or touching this place of essence of spirit within us? In Chinese medicine, the heart meridian, the heart channel, is said to be the emperor. I also like to say the empress. The channel that is so profoundly important that it governs all of the other pathways of energy within us. And when you think about the great teachings of Jesus that are attributed to Jesus, that he really was a teacher of the heart, teaching love and kindness, to turn the other cheek, to love thy neighbor as thyself, and to love thy God with all thy heart. Buddha taught the way of the heart, the power of love and compassion, the wisdom that resides within each of us, the universe itself. The Sufis, the shamans, the yogis, mystics of all lands, those transcendent and eternal human qualities of love and great wisdom that comes through living, not just knowledge, but the experience, the lived experience that has entered the heart and become wisdom. And we need that wisdom now more than ever. We need to go deep and tap into this deep well within us. It's so important. And we can't get there without it. Because even if we keep creating technology and infrastructure and all of these things, I mean, think about it. We've created technology that we have, they say we have the power to destroy ourselves 7 times over to blow up the earth. It's madness. I talked in the first podcast a lot about earth and about holistic thinking, but we need to understand life not just from the intellect. The arrogance that is possible in the intellect without the heart. They fault the heart for being too emotional, but the intellect becomes very arrogant without the humility of the heart. And our great job, our great work, is to find that balance within ourselves. The yogis have a word for the cave of the heart. It's called Hridayam or Hridaya. Hri means the divine, and Daya or Dayam refers to the place in a simple way. That's the meaning. The place of the divine within you, the place of spirit or essence. And it's that innermost part of the heart that holds our essence, our Atma, which is that divine spark or essence. You don't have to be a yogi to think of this metaphor. We could apply that in all the great traditions, the sacred heart in Christianity and in so many traditions across the earth. This sanctum sanctorum, really, this incredible place that we tap into through the process of reflection, meditation, prayer, opening our hearts to each other, caring for Mother Earth. And that's going to be a big focus in these sessions. Interviewing also other people, talking with other people who are really finding ways to tap into their hearts and bring forth the love right now that is needed in this world, the great change through music, through acts of service, through helping others, caring, putting art. And, you know, there's a great quote, I believe it's Goethe, "Perfection is the enemy of good." And it's actually a quote that got me inspired to just take the step and do these soul sessions, because I tend to be a perfectionist, perhaps like you, and sometimes that holds me back from really going for it. And so in my life, I've had to put myself in situations where I just have to do it, have to go for it, and not think about it too much. And the great thing that I've learned is to trust my heart. I know it's not going to be perfect often, that it could always be better. But if my intention is right, if I'm sincere enough that I can connect with others and I can share in a way that may be helpful, and I know it's been helpful for me because there are things that I'm still healing in my life, relationships, and trying to really feel what my purpose is in being here on this planet. And I really believe that none of us are here by accident or random, that there really is a soul purpose to life, an energy that can come through you, through each of us, uniquely. We're all unique expressions of the One. The energy that can express through you is totally unique, right? We would really understand that with children, with the little ones. We can see their individual uniqueness. And it's still true. As Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." And that really is the goal of this life, I think. Of course, there are many goals. You know, we can say material goals. We could think of personal goals, things that we want to achieve. But when it comes down to it, did we really stay true to ourselves? Did we do that thing that we were here to do? Were we able to love and make this world a better place? In the Egyptian mythology, as you enter, when you die, the hall of Osiris, and your heart is weighed on a scale against a feather. And if your heart is lighter, then you go to the higher realms. And if your heart is heavy, you've got more work to do here on this earth plane, in this earth school. And there are many stories like that. And I remember, you know, like growing up, you know, usually as a kid, you're not super tuned into the things that your parents are. Sometimes we are, of course, but, and I'm talking right now about TV shows, but there were two TV shows that I would say bonded with my parents through, and one a little more profoundly than the other, but one of them was Fawlty Towers, a wonderful English comedy, and I think that's actually really great because when you laugh together as a family, that's a beautiful thing. Very healing. And the other one was on PBS, Bill Moyers interviewing the great storyteller, teacher, and elder Joseph Campbell. Joseph Campbell was a really incredible person, and you may have heard the quote, "Follow your bliss, and doors will open where there were no doors before." And I was about 13 at that time, and I probably didn't understand a lot of what he was sharing, but there was something riveting that I would just sit on the floor and listen. And he spoke about things that I hadn't heard anywhere else that were so interesting to me. And I think all of us, the parts of our human story that are missing in the story of the modern culture. And he spoke about the great traditions which he had made it his life's work to study, and that they all had these really powerful mythologies and stories that they would share to remind each soul, each child, of this great and epic journey, the hero's journey, the heroine's journey, and that You know, maybe this is perhaps the most important thing to remind each of us, because we all forget that there's a reason we're here, and it's easy to lose sight of it in the pressures of life, the things we have to do, the ruts we get stuck in, the depression, the times we feel like we lose our way. But that's part of it too, to find that resilience and strength in yourself, to come back, to keep at it, to clear another layer away of your heart, that love is the key and love is the answer. So he studied these great traditions and stories, and he really felt that there was a central theme and an essence running through about this great journey that we're all on, the journey of the soul. And that everything that happens in life is part of that journey, and that we each have a sacred purpose. And that I've found also true in my study of other cultures. I've been really blessed with teachers in different traditions and have found a transcendent love and power in many places, in Buddhism, in yoga, in Christian churches, in the Mayan tradition with the shamans, in the Lakota sweat lodge, in the pipe ceremonies, in healing ceremonies of all kinds, and in the loving interaction of people as we come together and that space of the heart is honored. And tears flowing and awarenesses of answers, tapping into inspiration. So I really believe it with all my mind and heart, that there is something great that lives within each of us, as great as the universe itself, in a tiny little spark, as beautiful as the sun and the moon and the rivers and the stars, that essence of creation living in all of us. And that somehow right now, on our journey, that we each can bring a piece of that forward, that we each can make this more loving, a more loving place to be, our world. I mean, we know this is true. And somehow to learn to listen to each other again from the heart, to tap into this healing power, to not isolate from each other, to divide ourselves and to hate. Hate closes the heart. Quotation etched in my mind and heart from Buddha: hatred never ceases by hatred. Only by love alone does hatred cease. This is an eternal law. We cannot heal the world with more hate and division. We can heal this world with love and wisdom and kindness and the goodness within all of our hearts. And I know that there are some tough conversations we have to have, and there are difficult truths, and we have to stand against that which is not in alignment. But the power of the human heart is infinite. Thank you for joining me today on the Soul Sessions podcast. I'm wishing you health, peace, and prosperity on your journey. And may we each hold a little seed, a little lamp of love in our hearts, a prayer for our world, a better world that we can create together. And may we all find ways to tap into the inspiration, the magic, and the power that lives within us. Thank you. Peace and blessings to you and to all.
What to do? What's the solution? We gotta start a love illusion. Start with yourself to occupy. We got to learn to tame our own damn mind. I see a love illusion coming on. I'd love it to be easy, but I might be wrong. It's probably getting worse before it gets better. But if it's gonna happen, it must be better than never. come on now. If you want a solution, you're gonna